Please note that this resolution does not allow for Pennsylvania to act alone. With so many neighboring states, to have two different time zones would cause confusion for our cross-state commuters. My resolution simply signals to our federal government that Pennsylvania supports the effective end to our archaic process of changing our clocks twice a year, and specifically supports making daylight savings time permanent nationally. For context, the practice associated with daylight savings time actually began during World War I as a fuel-saving measure and was briefly reinstated during World War II and was known as wartime. Two decades later, President Johnson made this process permanent for most states and territories by signing the Uniform Time Act into law. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, in 2021, there were 28 individual states considering upwards of 64 separate bills and resolutions related to ending or encouraging the federal government to end nationally this process in one way, shape, or form. This is a significant increase from 2015 to 2017, when there were 16 individual states taking action on this topic. That said, the larger issue is the health effects associated with these changes. Not only are people tired in the days that follow our annual spring forward or fall back, statistically speaking, with medical claims, there is clear proof that the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and car accidents all rise. In addition, studies show that Americans also tend to see a net loss of economic output totaling over $400 million. It's for all these reasons that I think we are well past the time to end this process. States like Arizona and Hawaii have done so for years now, and it's time that the rest of the country joins them.